Valspar Ultra starts at just $29.98 a gallon. So we've got you covered when your daughter wants to paint her room again after last year's masterpiece of a unicorn mural.
Dad, please.
Or when you realize that maybe you went too hard on the greige.
I miss color.
Or when you were sure you wanted a home gym, but your elliptical is currently hanging your laundry.
What about a home office?
Shop everything you need for your next phase with Valspar. Available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
Did you know that many products for pregnant women do not have their own clinical trials for safety or efficacy? That's because pregnant women are often excluded from clinical studies. Ritual is aiming to set a new standard with their essential prenatal multivitamin. It's the number one best-selling prenatal and the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Moms taking Essential Prenatal had a lower overall cortisol level during pregnancy than those taking a leading prenatal. Plus, it's designed to be gentle on the stomach. Ritual doesn't just have your back. They have the receipts. Get 25% off at ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Did you know that many products for pregnant women do not have their own clinical trials for safety or efficacy? That's because pregnant women are often excluded from clinical studies. Ritual is aiming to set a new standard with their essential prenatal multivitamin. It's the number one best-selling prenatal and the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Moms taking Essential Prenatal had a lower overall cortisol level during pregnancy than those taking a leading prenatal. Plus, it's designed to be gentle on the stomach. Ritual doesn't just have your back. They have the receipts. Get 25% off at ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You can't rely on blind faith to get the pregnancy support you deserve. Ritual's Essential Prenatal Multivitamin is the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Get 25% off when you visit ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is continuing coverage of United States versus Sean Diddy Combs. From the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
You could feel the shift in the room the moment Capricorn Clark took the stand. After 2 full weeks of disturbing testimony and jaw-dropping claims in the federal trial of Sean Diddy Combs, this was the moment prosecutors had clearly been waiting for. Clark wasn't some distant associate. She was in the thick of it. Combs' former personal assistant turned global brand director, someone who'd been there in the cars, in the rooms, in the shadows of some of the most explosive allegations in this case. And what she told the court on May 27th wasn't just salacious. It was the kind of testimony that, if the jury believes her, could reshape the entire story we've been told about one of the most powerful men in the music industry. Clark didn't start small. She went straight to what prosecutors argue is one of the most damning nights in Combs' alleged criminal enterprise. December 22nd, 2011. That morning, very early, we're talking 5:30 or 6 a.m., Clark says Combs showed up unannounced at her apartment door, and not for coffee. He was allegedly furious, demanding answers and holding a gun. Why? Because he had just found out that Cassie Ventura, the woman he was in an on-and-off relationship with for years, was seeing someone else. Not just anyone, but Kid Cutie. And apparently, that sent him into full meltdown. According to Clark, Combs pounded on her door until she answered, and when she did, he was already inside her apartment before she could say a word. He wanted to know why she hadn't told him Cassie was seeing Cootie. She said she didn't know. He didn't care. He was, in her words, furious, and that's when he told her, "Get dressed, we're going to go kill him." That's not paraphrased. That's what Clark says he told her, gun in hand. This wasn't a metaphorical rage fit. This was, allegedly, an actual murder mission in motion. She says she didn't want to go, that she protested, that it didn't matter. Combs had already decided she was going, and a security guard was waiting with the Escalade. Inside the car, Clark said Combs had the gun resting in his lap. No yelling now, just cold and controlled. They drove from her place to Kid Cootie's home in the Hollywood Hills, about a 15 to 20-minute drive. That's a long time to sit next to someone you believe is on the verge of committing murder. And here's where things get even more surreal. Clark says while she was in the SUV, she secretly used a burner phone to call Cassie. No coded language, no subtle hints. She just said it straight. "Puff got me with a gun and brought me to Cootie's house to kill him." She could hear Kid Cudi in the background say, "He's in my house?" That's the moment Cassie realized how real the situation was. This wasn't some melodramatic jealousy spiral. According to Clark, Combs had shown up armed and inside Cootie's home. Now, Cootie wasn't actually there when Combs arrived, but once he heard what was happening, he reportedly rushed back. Clark said that when Combs realized she was on the phone, he lost it. And then, when they saw Cootie's car approaching and police sirens lighting up the street behind him, Combs and his bodyguard dragged Clark back into the Escalade and took off. Not in a calm retreat, but in a brief chase up the hill with cops bearing down on them. That moment seemed to snap something in Combs. He didn't lash out. He didn't double down. Instead, Clark testified that he turned to her and made it clear what her new role was. Damage control. She says he told her, point blank, that she had to convince Kid Cootie he had nothing to do with the break-in. Why? "Because if you don't," she recalled him saying, "I'll kill all of you." That's the phrase. All of you. Not just her. Everyone. This wasn't theoretical danger. This wasn't PR panic. According to Clark, this was a life-or-death directive from a man she says had already proven he was capable of following through. And if you're wondering, well, did Cudi believe the cover story? That answer came earlier in the trial. Kid Cudi testified that not long after this night, someone firebombed his car with a Molotov cocktail. He told the court he was convinced Diddy was behind it. So whatever Clark and Cassie may have said to downplay what happened, it didn't exactly wipe the slate clean. Now, the defense has argued that Clark went along voluntarily, that she was trying to prevent Diddy from doing something reckless, that she wasn't forced. But according to Clark, that's revisionist history. She said she was terrified, had no choice, and feared for her life and Cassie's and Cudi's. The prosecution is using this story to illustrate something bigger than one night of rage. They're painting a portrait of an entire ecosystem where intimidation, coercion, and violence weren't the exception. They were the structure. As Clark told it, the incident didn't end when they sped away. The fallout lingered. She and Cassie had to keep Kid Cootie from going to the police. They had to play mediator between a man with a gun and a man who was nearly the victim of that gun. And while the Molotov cocktail wasn't part of Clark's testimony, it hangs in the air over everything she said. Another puzzle piece the jury is being asked to fit into this larger story of power abused and consequences dodged. Before court adjourned, one moment stood out for its quiet intensity. Clark, emotional on the stand, described watching what she thought was the beginning of something horrific that night. She said it broke her heart. The prosecution let that moment land. But the defense objected, and the judge sustained it. He reminded the jury to disregard that emotional remark because heartbreak, while real, isn't evidence. It's not a fact they can deliberate on. It's a feeling. And that's where this day in court left off. The jury, now carrying the weight of that story, is being asked to separate the feelings from the facts. See, to take a night that sounds like a script from a revenge thriller and decide if it's real and if it's criminal. What comes next shifts the focus from what Diddy may have planned to do to what he allegedly did do when he got home later that same day. And it's not any less disturbing. You could feel the shift in the room the moment Capricorn Clark took the stand. after 2 full weeks of disturbing testimony and jaw-dropping claims. In the federal trial of Sean Diddy Combs, this was the moment prosecutors had clearly been waiting for. Clark wasn't some distant associate. She was in the thick of it. Combs' former personal assistant turned global brand director, someone who'd been there in the cars, in the rooms, in the shadows of some of the most explosive allegations in this case. And what she told the court on May 27th wasn't just salacious. It was the kind of testimony that, if the jury believes her, could reshape the entire story we've been told about one of the most powerful men in the music industry. Clark didn't start small. She went straight to what prosecutors argue is one of the most damning nights in Combs' alleged criminal enterprise. December 22nd, 2011. That morning, very early, we're talking 5:30 or 6 a.m., Clark says Combs showed up unannounced at her apartment door, and not for coffee. He was allegedly furious, demanding answers, and holding a gun. Why? Because he had just found out that Cassie Ventura, the woman he was in an on-and-off relationship with for years, was seeing someone else, not just anyone, but Kid Cudi. And apparently, that sent him into full meltdown. According to Clark, Combs pounded on her door until she answered, and when she did, he was already inside her apartment before she could say a word. He wanted to know why she hadn't told him Cassie was seeing Cudi. She said she didn't know. He didn't care. He was, in her words, furious. And that's when he told her, "Get dressed, we're going to go kill him." That's not paraphrased. That's what Clark says he told her, gun in hand. This wasn't a metaphorical rage fit. This was allegedly an actual murder mission in motion. She says she didn't want to go, that she protested, that it didn't matter. Combs had already decided she was going, and a security guard was waiting with the Escalade. Inside the car, Clark said Combs had the gun resting in his lap. No yelling now, just cold and controlled. They drove from her place to Kid Cudi's home in the Hollywood Hills, about a 15 to 20 minute drive. That's a long time to sit next to someone you believe is on the verge of committing murder. And here's where things get even more surreal. Clark says while she was in the SUV, she secretly used a burner phone to call Cassie. No coded language, no subtle hints. She just said it straight. "Puff got me with a gun and brought me to Cudi's house to kill him." She could hear Kid Cudi in the background say, "He's in my house?" That's the moment Cassie realized how real the situation was. This wasn't some melodramatic jealousy spiral. According to Clark, Combs had shown up armed and inside Cootie's home. Now, Cootie wasn't actually there when Combs arrived, but once he heard what was happening, he reportedly rushed back. Clark said that when Combs realized she was on the phone, he lost it. And then, when they saw Cudi's car approaching and police sirens lighting up the street behind him, Combs and his bodyguard dragged Clark back into the Escalade and took off. Not in a calm retreat, but in a brief chase up the hill with cops bearing down on them. That moment seemed to snap something in Combs. He didn't lash out. He didn't double down. Instead, Clark testified that he turned to her and made it clear what her new role was: damage control. She says he told her point blank that she had to convince Kid Cudi he had nothing to do with the break-in. Why? "Because if you don't," she recalled him saying, "I'll kill all of you." That's the phrase. All of you. Not just her. Everyone. This wasn't theoretical danger. This wasn't PR panic. According to Clark, this was a life-or-death directive from a man she says had already proven he was capable of following through. And if you're wondering, well, did Cudi believe the cover story? That answer came earlier in the trial. Kid Cudi testified that not long after this night, someone firebombed his car with a Molotov cocktail. He told the court he was convinced Diddy was behind it. So whatever Clark and Cassie may have said to downplay what happened, it didn't exactly wipe the slate clean. Now, the defense has argued that Clark went along voluntarily, that she was trying to prevent Diddy from doing something reckless, that she wasn't forced. But according to Clark, that's revisionist history. She said she was terrified, had no choice, and feared for her life, and Cassie's, and Cootie's. The prosecution is using this story to illustrate something bigger than one night of rage. They're painting a portrait of an entire ecosystem where intimidation, coercion, and violence weren't the exception. They were the structure. As Clark told it, the incident didn't end when they sped away. The fallout lingered. She and Cassie had to keep Kid Cutie from going to the police. They had to play mediator between a man with a gun and a man who was nearly the victim of that gun. And while the Molotov cocktail wasn't part of Clark's testimony, it hangs in the air over everything she said. Another puzzle piece the jury is being asked to fit into this larger story of power abused and consequences dodged. Before court adjourned, one moment stood out for its quiet intensity. Clark, emotional on the stand, described watching what she thought was the beginning of something horrific that night. She said it broke her heart. The prosecution let that moment land, but the defense objected, and the judge sustained it. He reminded the jury to disregard that emotional remark because heartbreak, while real, isn't evidence. It's not a fact they can deliberate on. It's a feeling, and that's where this day in court left off. The jury, now carrying the weight of that story, is being asked to separate the feelings from the facts, to take a night that sounds like a script from a revenge thriller and decide if it's real and if it's criminal. What comes next shifts the focus from what Diddy may have planned to do to what he allegedly did do when he got home later that same day. And it's not any less disturbing.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Did you know that many products for pregnant women do not have their own clinical trials for safety or efficacy? That's because pregnant women are often excluded from clinical studies. Ritual is aiming to set a new standard with their essential prenatal multivitamin. It's the number one best-selling prenatal and the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Moms taking Essential Prenatal had a lower overall cortisol level during pregnancy than those taking a leading prenatal. Plus, it's designed to be gentle on the stomach. Ritual doesn't just have your back. They have the receipts. Get 25% off at ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You can't rely on blind faith to get the pregnancy support you deserve. Ritual's Essential Prenatal Multivitamin is the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Get 25% off when you visit ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Did you know that many products for pregnant women do not have their own clinical trials for safety or efficacy? That's because pregnant women are often excluded from clinical studies. Ritual is aiming to set a new standard with their Essential Prenatal Multivitamin. It's the number one best-selling prenatal and the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Moms taking Essential Prenatal had a lower overall cortisol level during pregnancy than those taking a leading prenatal. Plus, it's designed to be gentle on the stomach. Ritual doesn't just have your back. They have the receipts. Get 25% off at ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You can't rely on blind faith to get the pregnancy support you deserve. Ritual's Essential Prenatal Multivitamin is the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Get 25% off when you visit ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Did you know that many products for pregnant women do not have their own clinical trials for safety or efficacy? That's because pregnant women are often excluded from clinical studies. Ritual is aiming to set a new standard with their Essential Prenatal Multivitamin. It's the number one best-selling prenatal and the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Moms taking Essential Prenatal had a lower overall cortisol level during pregnancy than those taking a leading prenatal. Plus, it's designed to be gentle on the stomach. Ritual doesn't just have your back. They have the receipts. Get 25% off at ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You can't rely on blind faith to get the pregnancy support you deserve. Ritual's Essential Prenatal Multivitamin is the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Get 25% off when you visit ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.